Help desk Kieran McGoldrick on handling the end of free support for Windows 10. In October, Microsoft officially ended free support for Windows 10, the operating system that has powered home computers for a decade. This milestone affects millions of households across Britain, where reliable computing remains essential for everything from family correspondence to managing pensions and online banking. But the transition need not cause alarm, as straightforward pathways exist to maintain security and, where possible, move forward to Windows 11 at no cost. The discontinuation of Windows 10 means Microsoft will no longer deliver routine security patches, feature enhancements, or technical assistance without additional measures. Computers will continue to function, yet each passing month without updates increases exposure to emerging threats. Cybercriminals continually probe for weaknesses, and an unpatched system connected to the internet becomes progressively vulnerable, particularly when handling sensitive financial or personal information. Upgrading to Windows 11. The most elegant solution, and free of charge, is to upgrade eligible devices to Windows 11. This modern operating system introduces a cleaner interface, faster performance, and built-in safeguards that align with today's digital landscape. Determine your eligibility quickly. Open the Start menu, type PC Health Check, and launch the official Microsoft application. A single click on Check now reveals whether the machine meets the necessary criteria, a processor from 2018 or later, at least 4 GB of memory, and an internal security chip known as TPM 2.0. Should the result confirm compatibility, proceed to Settings greater than Windows Update, where the invitation to install Windows 11 will appear. The process preserves all files, photographs, and installed programs, typically completing within an hour. Extended security updates. For those whose equipment falls short of these standards, often laptops or desktops purchased before 2018, Microsoft offers the Extended Security Updates, ESU, program. This provides critical security patches for one additional year, until the 13th of October 2026, shielding the computer from newly discovered exploits. Enrollment is notably accommodating. The simplest route, entirely free for users in the UK, involves signing in to a Microsoft account, the same credentials used for Hotmail or Outlook, and enabling Windows Backup. Navigate to Settings greater than Accounts greater than Windows Backup, toggle Remember My Preferences, and allow the system to store a modest copy of desktop settings and Wi-Fi passwords in the cloud. No files need be uploaded, and the allowance of 5 GB free storage proves ample for most households. Once enrolled, the ASU updates arrive automatically alongside any remaining Windows 10 maintenance. Microsoft has streamlined the process so that, within days of activation, the first patch downloads seamlessly. Looking ahead, Windows 11 brings tangible benefits tailored to everyday needs: a centered Start menu that reduces clutter, voice typing for composing letters, and Copilot, an intelligent assistant capable of locating misplaced holiday photographs or summarizing lengthy pension statements. Battery life on laptops extends noticeably, and the operating system boots several seconds faster than its predecessor. To summarize, the end of Windows 10 support amounts to a gentle prompt rather than a crisis. A brief compatibility check today can secure either a smooth transition to Windows 11 or a year of continued protection through ASU.